Is that really how you want to start this podcast?
Yes.
Well, hey, what's going down? You are on the Recovery Pod. This is a podcast about addiction, recovery, other life skills.
I thought you meant start, like, talking, not start the thing.
Oh, you just wanted to talk without an intro?
I don't know what I thought. Okay. Sorry.
No, you were good. We're going to keep it rolling. So what are we talking about today?
I guess different ways of recovering, but also different ways you can do meetings.
Okay.
So I will just start off, I guess, by saying that one of my good old friends, Ed, mentioned one time in the meeting in a very humbly way where he said that, you know, I'm an addict and I've never stuck to anything. I've never had any, was never able to follow any sort of discipline, you know, stuff like that. And talking about how, you know, we always started our meeting late. And how that just wasn't good for him as just as an addict, you know? And I really vibe with that. I think that rules and guidelines are always going to be in our lives no matter where we go. It's always, I smell some minty. Like, Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. So yeah, whether it's, you know, work or shit, even the government, like having to do a yearly thing of taxes that are due at a certain time of the year. Otherwise you get screwed. And, you know, just things like that in adulthood. So addicts don't really, you know, an active addiction especially, don't really like to follow any type of rules. We always try to question authority. We always try to, you know, control everything that we possibly can. So I completely agree that there has to be guidelines to everything. It's not a bad thing, okay? I'm not trying to say that let's not do that. But there's a big but. You knew it was coming, right?
Mm-hmm. You can always tell when it's coming.
When it comes to recovery, you know, like, okay, we have Narcotics Anonymous. We have, you know, Refuge Recovery. We have freaking, and, you know, apparently Refuge Recovery and Buddhist-based recovery are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were at that Buddhist meeting. That was different than Refuge. I, for some reason, thought that was the same thing, but no. We got different readings. We got different, you know, styles. And that was, somebody came up with that. Somebody said, okay, we need something to follow. We need something to kind of do this thing by. You know, that happened. And shit, I will go as far as to say the Bible, okay? Somebody wrote the Bible. Or somebody's, multiple people. Kind of like the NA literature, where it was a group of addicts in recovery who wrote something that you live by. But here is the problem, that something called ego tends to, we let our egos kind of get in the way, where we start to overly identify with the book, you know, like the Bible, where religion, it became a whole taking out of context context, over identification with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I don't really know exactly how to explain it, but with rules, with the format, with, you know, and all of a sudden, those things became more important than the whole reason why we are starting it in the first place. So I'm not going to tell the whole thing. I'm going to let you take over.
Right. No. So, yeah, I mean, it kind of makes me think about a couple different things where it's like, one, yes, I can agree with the structure thing, and I can agree with somebody's need for a meeting to start on time, for, you know, more often than not, the meeting to actually take place where more than they show up. You know what I mean? Like, but I also feel like there's just different meetings for different types of people. Like, even if we're not even looking at different programs, we're not looking at like NA and Refuge and AA and all that. Even if you just look at NA, there's going to be different types of NA meetings. So there's going to be this meeting that starts on time. They read all the readings every time. They time their shares. They stop people when the time is up. Then you have other meetings where it's a little more loose. They may read some of the readings. They may do key tags. Others don't. You know, they let people share freely as long as they want. And then I've been to some meetings where if you're going off base, like venting a little too much, cursing a little too much, people will stop you.
Really?
Yeah, I've been to a couple meetings where, you know, some people kind of jumped in and they were like, hey, I need you to wrap this up, or I need you to stop this. I've had to do it a couple times because I was chairing and somebody was going a little too left field with what they would do to somebody who crossed them, like hypothetically.
Oh, God.
But he was going down this, like, trigger path of like describing how he would booby trap them and like totally like just fuck them up. And then somebody like looked to me like, are you gonna stop this? And I'm like, oh, should I? Like, and then he kind of went on for a minute because I'm always like, oh, he's gonna wrap it up in a second, and he just wasn't wrapping it up. He was going deeper, so I had to jump in and just kind of knock that. But my point is like, kind of like what you were saying, where some people, you know, using religion as an example, where it's like, okay, this is how it works for me. This is what I like. This is the type of meeting that speaks to me. Therefore, I feel it's my duty to go to your meeting and tell you how it needs to be run.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the way I look at it is, I'm going to go to that meeting, and if it's not my cup of tea, I'm not trying to make it my cup of tea. Like, I'm just bouncing. Like, yeah. This isn't my meeting, you know? If it's the only game in town, if it's, like, the only place I have for the meeting, then I would say, be the change you want to see in the meeting. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes people go to meetings and they're just like, ugh, it's not like this. It's not like that. You know, I want this. I don't like that. And it's like, okay, did you offer those things?
Yeah.
You know, did you go to that meeting and talk about the things you want to hear talked about? Did you offer to chair the meeting, or you know what I mean? Like, what are you giving to it? And a lot of times they're not. They're just mad they're not getting what they want. And it's just like, okay, then that's just not your meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I've been to some meetings where, you know, they do the program talk. They read all the readings, but also their shares were empty to me. Like to me, I don't want to go to a meeting and hear a bunch of people bitching about their jobs, complaining about how recovery sucks or how life is hard for them, or complaining about the same problems week after week after week. You know, yes, it's a safe place to unload those things, and I respect that. But when I go to a meeting and everybody's just dumping their garbage, I get nothing from it. Like, I don't. I honestly go there, I'm like, I didn't really get nothing from this meeting. And I leave feeling like I kind of wasted my time, and I want a meeting. Like, I need some hope. I need some
some tools. I want to hear something new that sparks me where I'm like, ooh, I like that. But some people want to go and dump their garbage and maybe hear that other people's like have it worse than them, or just feel like they were listened to. And that's great if that's what you want. That's not what I want. You know what I mean? So I think what we're talking about here is kind of keeping ourselves in check to say, let's keep things in perspective and not try to make everybody do recovery the way we do recovery. Because that's where that ego comes in, where it's like, I know better and I need to tell you how to do better, and that's my way. You know?
Yeah, and Alzheimer's, right? That's where we're going with this mostly. Especially ones that started the whole meeting thing. First meeting ever to be in Michigan, right? I understand what.
Nothing.
Am I
No, you're
giving
good.
it
You're good.
away
You're
too
good.
much? I understand the significance of that. Okay. If I was there at that very first meeting and things were run or done a certain way, and now I'm seeing that those same, or not same, but in the state of Michigan, now there's more meetings and people are starting to change it up and doing it other ways, I would feel disrespected as a predecessor, right? I can 100% feel that and sympathize with that. But as we all say, it seems like we've got the boomers in the normies world, and then we got the boomers in the NA world. Times are changing. Things are going to be different. Well, back then we didn't even have literature. Okay. So the way you would have ran the meeting back when you didn't have literature, and now that you have literature, that is already a significant change, right? So, and not to mention, another thing I wanted to say is that once again, when people try to talk politics to me and tell me, well, this president did this that I liked, but they also did this that I didn't like, and then this other person says, well, this president did this thing I didn't like, and this thing, and everybody is living a whole different life, a whole different set of, needs and types of living situations, and just, you know what I mean? Like, so same with just like people in Narcotics Anonymous. There are so many different people that like different things or want things to be done a certain way. And it's like, even with our group, right? Depending upon who is chairing, the meeting is done slightly differently. You know what I mean? Some people think the traditions have to be read every single meeting. It's important for them to hear that. And I understand that completely. If I'm chairing, it's important for me to mention, like, hey, you don't have to talk about any specific topic. Just tell me where you're at. That is my thing. And when Mark or somebody else, like, it's all, but as long as we are keeping that same, what is it called, vibe, I guess, of, hey, here, just reading off some rules and guidelines, and then just the basics, I guess. But everything else is just very minor details, because we have to remember the ultimate purpose, right? The ultimate purpose of all of this, no matter whether you're refuge recovery, no matter if you're Christian or Orthodox, the ultimate purpose is higher power, spiritual growth. This is even like we're talking like, like those recovery programs as well as churches or like spiritual groups or whatever. Like, it's just trying to better ourselves, right? For the good of all. It's all the same message. And like, okay, so then you were talking about how, sorry, I got a lot.
You're good.
You're talking about how people vent sometimes. That is, I don't really have too big of a problem with people venting because I feel like sometimes, people just need to get something off their chest. But I also feel like if they do it all the time, then that is a problem that I would have to mention it just to the person.
Yeah.
Like if they do it every single meeting, then it's like, okay, hey, which is why everybody should have a sponsor. If you have a sponsor, then they're able to guide you on how to, do meetings, right?
Right.
Like, so yeah, that's all I'm gonna
Yeah,
say.
I mean, if people are, that's what I meant. When people are just kind of doing it all the time, it becomes like a norm in a way. Like, if this is the meeting where you can go to and you can just dump your garbage and vent and be heard. And then, so this is how someone put it to me, my old boss. She put it to me like, people will come to therapy, and I'm relating this because it's just, I'm going somewhere to dump my garbage and feel validated, right? They go there, they dump their garbage, they get some head nods, they get some, oh yeah, you're doing your best, whatever, right? And they feel like they've done something. They're pacified momentarily. You know what I mean? So they go there, they're heard, they're with their people, they see all the time, they dump all their garbage, they have that breath of relief and go, ah, I did something today. I feel better. And then they leave, but then they repeat the cycle because they're not really addressing like the garbage that the way the garbage gets in.
I literally never thought about it like that because I've never done that.
Yeah, so I mean, and then when I look at the types of meetings there are, right? You got people, the people who end up going to that meeting and staying long enough to, like, I don't know, make it their home group or just be there regularly, that becomes the vibe of the meeting. So then every time a person goes there who wants to share, like, emotionally, deeply, vulnerably, or share some tools, they don't really feel as welcome there because that's not the essence of the group. The group is just dumping garbage. And then when you go in there and spit some enlightenment to a bunch of people who kind of just garbage dump, you're not getting the head nods, you're not getting the validation, and you're also not hearing, you're not being fed. When I would go to those meetings, I'm not being fed. So I'm not really choosing to go there very often. And even the few times I did, I'm kind of like, man, I don't want to say what I want to say because I feel like an outcast, So. Oh, I had something else. So we were talking to, all right, so I kind of want to play devil's advocate with what you were saying earlier. And it's like, I agree that everything could be run slightly differently, right? But I also kind of relate with and agree with the concept. It's kind of like McDonald's, right? If you go to a McDonald's here in Big Rapids, or you go to a McDonald's in Detroit or in Florida or in Toronto, you're gonna get the same thing. You're gonna get the same, the Big Mac's made the same way. You know what I mean? The similar ingredients, it's gonna taste the same. It's so when you think of going to an NA meeting, they all should be structured for the most part the same. You know what I mean? Like, as far as what readings are read, I kind of feel like that should be like a no-brainer. Like, it should be every reading read. If a meeting is supposed to start at a certain time, I personally think it should start on time. And I've kind of advocated for that in the past. Like, our group in particular is horrible about it. We don't even start at 7:07 anymore. We just start at 7:03, 7:15, 7. People don't even stroll in now till like 7:25. And it's super.
It's
In a way, we
bad.
don't really respect each other's time and we don't respect ourselves when we do that. We're not honoring what, we're not really looking at it as life and death anymore. We're looking at it as convenient or casual, or I don't know, like The one day that I went in there at 7:01, there was a newcomer in there a few weeks ago when I was on the road, and
Oh,
it
yeah.
was like if I would have waited till 7:07, that dude would have been sitting there probably not even 3 or 4 minutes before he's just like, I'm gonna fucking leave. You
Right,
know what I mean?
yeah.
And that kind of hit me where I was like, damn, like this is the problem. And I think he got the meeting link that says, you know, with the little asterisk, meeting starts at 7:07. You know, and if that's what it becomes, then that's fine. But anyway, my point was, is it should be the type of thing where if I go to any NA meeting anywhere in the world, for the most part, I know what I'm getting. Sure, everybody's going to share a little differently. But yeah, that's now the thing I want to talk about and that we have been talking about is how do I go about expressing that? And I feel like there is a tactful way to do it and there is an untactful way to do it. You know, and this going to the meeting, trying to police everybody the way they share, making your share some, you know, speech about how NA or anything should be about how people are supposed to recover. That's not the time and place for it. You know,
Yeah.
it's if I'm gonna share something like that, like I've even shared in our meeting about the time, you know, during one of my shares before where I was like, but I'm talking about how I feel. I feel like I am allowing myself to get too loose. And I miss the structure of the way this meeting was run before. I miss, you know, the consistency of the time. It's rough for me, you know, when I came last week and nobody was here because I really needed a meeting that day. You know, that's true for me, and nobody can argue with that. And I'm not telling anybody, you guys need to be here on time, you need to show up, you need to read the read. I'm just saying, man, I'm feeling an effect from the way this has been lately. You do what you want with that. And if this ends up not being what I need anymore, then that's on me to say this isn't for me anymore. It's not on me to go call everyone out, tell them what they're doing wrong, tell them the way it needs to be, and just try to force it. That's how I'm trying to play God. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of how I look at it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess what I meant to say, like, yes, for the most part, you're gonna know what you're gonna get in any meetings. What I meant to say is there's a slight difference, like, okay, you go to the early risers, you know, that they do the, you know, they started out with like a 5 minute meditation or something. Is that how they start it? Or which meeting was that?
I don't remember if that was, I don't think that was them.
Or, you know,
But yeah, somebody did something like
they'll
that.
put a timer on the screen, or they'll like, what's it called? They'll call on people who wanted to share next. You know, just like those slight little differences is what I meant. Like, you're not ever gonna have like the exact uniform thing.
Right.
But yeah, as far as yeah, like if you don't like the way a meeting is ran, I would say that like I personally would, 'cause I've done this before at our meeting. You know, 'cause it's my home group, right? I've already chosen it. So what I do is I would call a group conscience at the end of the thing and I'll be like, "Hey guys, so yeah, this is not okay. And can we please start the meeting on time, or do we want to push it back? Like,
Right.
what are we doing here?"
Right.
So, but I could see how if the other way was communicated, you know, at your share, you're just like, "Yeah, and you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong." Like, that is all ego. You feel entitled. You feel like you are better than everybody. You are telling people what to do. Like, that, you know, even like somebody who's in a position to be a boss, wouldn't do something like that. Unless, like a true leader
Right.
wouldn't do that. So.
Well, and this is what they could do instead. They could, you know, what you said, like look, call a group conscience and then hash it out.
Yeah, that's what that's meant
Say, hey,
for.
I'd really like to have a group conscience. I have some thoughts about the meeting I want to share. Cool. Whoever wants to stick around, stick around. Let's have this group conscience and you can make your voice all the way heard.
Yeah.
That's the time for that. Or, hey, can I chair the meeting for the next month? All right. Ask to chair the meeting, start it on time, read the readings you want to read, structure it every which way you want. You know, do that. Like, I'm not even against during your share talking about the importance of the things you're trying to speak about. That's fine. Like, I guess to a degree, like, that's what they've done in the past. Some of the people who've rubbed me wrong, but I think it was the way they went about it. Some of the fierceness I can hear. You know, and I don't know, but just to switch it from meetings real quick, I feel like we can relate to when just people aren't recovering the way we want them to. You know what I mean? And I think nowadays, especially here in Michigan, where like marijuana is legal, you know, it's really common to run into people who aren't really looking at recovery the same way,
Right.
you know, where maybe their idea of recovery is smoking weed. Maybe their idea of recovery is, you know, taking that narcotic medication that they're prescribed that they still think they need. Or, you know, even it can even go as far as like, okay, they're clean, but not working steps, and that's good enough for them. Like, you can always like adjust this to, you know, run it through a filter of like, am I affected or do I have an opinion because your recovery doesn't look like my recovery? Like, yeah, you're clean, but you don't work the steps. Oh, you work the steps, but you're not doing them like me. Oh, but you're not going to therapy. Oh, but you're not living your
Yeah.
passion and your dreams. You know, you can always take something. And I think that comes down to like, kind of taking other people's inventory and playing God in a way. Like,
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, if I try to think about every freaking person in our meeting or every meeting I've been to, I can find that one thing in everybody's recovery that they're not doing.
that they're not doing what?
That they're not doing
Oh.
that, like, one person doesn't go to see a therapist like they should, one person is not working the steps, one person is doing this, the other person is just bottling everything up. Like, every single person I could tell you something about, and guess what that tells me? I'm the one who has the problem and needs to look at my inventory.
I mean, it's hard not to take other people's inventory.
Yeah, I know you do mine too sometimes.
I mean, it's hard not to. You just shove it in my face like that. You know, I mean, I gotta look But no, like, yeah, I mean, it's so there's a difference between like discernment. So where I'm just gonna be like, okay, this is what I'm seeing in some others that may make me wanna get closer to them, that make me wanna put up a little distance between them. That, you know, like I think it's important for us to kind of analyze what people are doing with their recovery because there's so much value there. Like we can learn from others' mistakes. If I see someone in the rooms who like, you know, isn't working steps or doesn't, you know, try to get more tactful with their communication skills or in their relationships, right? I can watch them over time. I can see the progression of their defects. I can see the consequences it causes them, and I can learn from that. And I can go, oh, hey, that guy didn't do those things. He didn't get rid of those friends. He thought he could stop drinking and still hang out with his buddies, and he did it for 6 months, but then 2 weeks after his probation ended, he was drinking again. You know, it's what, so what was he doing? Oh, he was acting like he had it all under control, so he didn't really put up any safeguards. Oh, he was hanging out with his old buddies. Okay, probably don't do that. You know, I can look at that and be like, these are things I can take from you. But if I'm just looking at people to be like, let me just give you like you know what I'm trying to say? It's like that paradox where when it comes to a meeting, I can give my nuggets, but I can't give them to anybody directly. I can only give it to the group. And whoever wants to pick it up, they're going to pick it up. If I try to give it specifically to people, now I'm playing God again. And then it's the take thing. Like if I just go to a meeting to take, that's my addict energy. I just want to come and feel good. I want to come hear what I want to hear. I want the meeting to be the way I want it to be. I want what I want from it. Man, I want it now. Take energy, bad. But like taking what people are giving you, good. Like, oh, you're dropping these nuggets of experience? I'll take that. That's good. Oh, you're fucking up over there? You're not even specifically knowing that you're giving me this very valuable information, but you're giving it to me. I will take that, you know?
Bro, when you said that dropping nuggets or giving them directly to the person, it's you need to do it to the group instead. That's why crosstalk is bad.
Yeah. Crosstalk is not good.
Because you can't be directly talking to people. It has to be, we have to look at when we come together to a meeting, it has to be looked as a whole. Kind of like, I'm gonna get a little off topic here. My understanding of what higher power is combination of every single soul it put into one, and we're just, manifestations of the same thing. So like a meeting is kind of like a metaphor. A small little version of the entire world where, all of us just coming together into one is where that higher power lies. So, yeah.
So it's like when you talk to the group, you're speaking to the wholeness. But when you try to talk directly to one person, you're speaking to the ego, with the ego.
Ooh, yeah.
Speak to the group, you speak in from spirit to spirit. Try to give somebody advice or speak directly to them, you're speaking from ego to ego.
Okay, what about sponsorship?
That's different. That's willing. Like that's invited. So like when I'm thinking of like this, I'm gonna share something because I've had plenty of those moments where somebody in the group is, you know, sharing something and my intentions are pure. Like I want to help them. Probably a small part of me wants to be the one to help them. That's my ego. But like there are times where I share something really hoping that a specific person hears it and picks it up. And for me, it rarely, I'm not going to say never because sometimes it does hit, but it rarely hits the way I want it to. It doesn't get picked up the way I want it to. They don't validate me after I share being like, wow, thank you for saying that. I really appreciated that. It's happened sometimes, but it's usually when I just speak from my own experience, but totally neutral as to where it goes, you know, but and it's hard because sometimes I struggle with like, do I not share? Because I'll be aware. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to share this specifically. So and so hears this because they just shared about struggling with that. This helped me. I want it to help them, you know, and then I'm stuck like, well, I don't want to not share it in case they do like it. You know what I mean? But it comes this weird intention thing. And honestly, like my shares don't feel super pure by the end of it. Like I don't always feel good about what I said because it feels like it's coming from ego. Sometimes even with like the pod or like sharing in certain settings, there's a difference for me between like a free flow energy, like kind of what I feel like I have today, potting, and then there's sometimes where I try to say something and I'm putting way too much thought into it. And on paper, it could be good stuff. But the spirit's not there behind it. Like it just doesn't feel as authentic to me. It could just be my judgment, I don't know. But I think it's hard because that same thing is what makes it difficult for us to communicate, like share our recovery with someone who doesn't do it like us in a productive way. Going to someone, telling them what they need to do as far as what drugs they do or don't do, it's telling them directly with logic or with like sternness doesn't work. I can share my experience of why putting all the dope down has been helpful. You can share your experience of how stopping nicotine has been helpful even beyond that, but you telling me not to do it isn't going to make me not want to do it. But if you just continue to talk about the benefits of you not doing it, that might speak to the part of me that maybe wants to get what you've got from that. Same with working steps. Like if someone just is like, hey, you need to work the steps, you need to work the steps, I'm not going to be like, yeah, okay, I'm ready, But if somebody continuously just tells me how much freedom they got from it or how much it's done for their recovery, like I'm going to keep hearing that. And then when I'm ready, I'm going to start doing that, which is what happened for me. So it all depends. Like, are we trying to change other people? Are we trying to true? Like, even if, I think, even if, like, I'm not portraying this message that I know better. I think me even thinking I know better is bad for me. Going into the meeting, I know how it should be run, and I'm gonna like identify with this opinion. Or I know how you should be recovering. I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna walk away feeling like I was right. That's not good for me. I know what's good for me. I know what's good for my recovery. I can still be shown what could be better for my recovery. Like, I don't know as if I got it all figured out, but all I can have any opinion on is what's good for me. What type of meeting do I like? What do I want to add to it? What do I want my recovery to look like? And if somebody asks, I can share it with them. And the people who want what I have will come towards me. They'll attract towards me and they'll ask me. Just like the people who I gravitate towards have something I want, So.
Best way is to lead by example. Kind of like with parenting, it's like take parents who are like, well, you're gonna do this because I said so. And then take parents who are like, hey, you should, or yeah.
Is that what parents do?
I guess my only example that I can think of right now from my experience is how, when I tell Cadence on what she should do, not she doesn't really do it. But when I, like with like sharing, it's like I would show her how to share, and then all of a sudden she wants to share. But before telling her like, why don't you share your toys? Blah blah blah. And it's like, but then she sees how somebody shares, and now she knows how,
It's the same thing, man. We're all
Yeah.
like a bunch of kids.
Oh yeah.
Like in recovery, we're all a bunch of kids. I don't learn by you telling me what to do and then I just do it. I learn by watching you. Like these people who come to meetings, talk a good game, but walk different. I see how you walk. You know what I'm
Yep.
saying? And if I'm going to learn something from you, you best be doing it. Otherwise, it shows. That's why I fuck with Wes. Like, I don't feel like he just comes in, talks a game, and then doesn't live up to it. You know what I mean? Like, I have observed this man, like, in meetings, chairing meetings, sharing. I've seen him be available for people, work with other people. Like, the dude lives and breathes recovery. So, like, that just was attractive to me. Like, that was like, okay, I've watched you long enough to know you're not just put on a front. You know what I mean? And I've watched you also long enough to know this stuff you keep talking about has had an effect on you because I see it. You know what I mean? So maybe I'll start taking cold showers soon if Eric keeps talking about it. I've tried a couple times, I can't do it. But like I don't pick up the shit right away and run with it. But I watch someone for a while and I wish I did. I wish I just, oh yeah, work the steps day one. All right, I'm on it. I'm still a slow learner. Like I'm still, you know, I have to kind of get my ass kicked a couple times before I'm like, okay, I'll do it. But I definitely watch people still, and none of these people are telling me what to do. They're just sharing what's working for them, and once I see it, I want that for myself too. And that's the best way I feel for people to make that change that they want to see. You know, start sharing that way at a meeting, and then if people fuck with it, they're gonna pick up on it. Just like when people come in, right? You know, the people who come in like fresh off the street, probably never really been to a meeting, and they share like crazy. They jump in and blurt, you know, while other people are sharing. They go on and on. They share once, somebody else shares, then they share again. You know what I mean? Like they're just like messy and they're all over the place. And we're all just like, I can't wait
Young
till they. I
blood.
can't wait till they get it. And then after like a few meetings, they get it. And it's not because anybody sat them down and told them what to do and pointed out everything they're doing wrong. They just observe, they watch the format, and then they kind of moderate themselves. They're like, oh, I'm supposed to talk one at a
Moderate their
time.
behavior.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Ready to close it out?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything you want to tell them before we go?
Nope.
Or they could follow us on Patreon, donate to the. No?
Yeah, what you said.
Ain't got no Patreon.